Hi, it's Allison here again today, and I'll be sharing with you some fun facts about kangaroos. And let's get started. Kangaroos hop because they need to. The structure of their legs renders them incapable of using them to walk. Fortunately, it seems they really wouldn't need to, seeing as they can hop at speeds of over 35 miles per hour. If kangaroos are chased, they run to water. Although kangaroos don't have many predators, they can still sometimes be attacked by dingoes, a type of wild dog, or humans. As a defense, kangaroos often will lead the pursuer into water. Once there, the kangaroo will try to drown the attacker. Otherwise, the kangaroo will back against the tree and kick. This has enough force to kill a human. Most kangaroos are left-handed. While it's often thought that humans are the only species that have a dominant hand, kangaroos do as well. While kangaroos gravitate to using their left hands for tasks like grooming and feeding. Australia has more kangaroos than humans. In comparison to the 24 million people living in Australia, there are 44 million kangaroos as of 2015. That's quite a leap from 2009 when there were only 27 million kangaroos. The overpopulation of kangaroos leads to our next fact, which is, well, kind of not exactly cruel, but kind of disgusting, maybe? Kangaroo meat is common to Australians. It's not unusual to find a kangaroo burger on a menu in Australia. In fact, it is a healthier option as it is high in protein and low in fat, as well as a more sustainable alternative to other meat. Because the kangaroo population is so high, it's not a threat to their existence. If you like kangaroos, then I suggest that you should have avoided that fact. But the next fact I would also suggest you avoid if you like kangaroos, because kangaroos are hit by cars all the time. In fact, 80% of animals hit by cars in Australia are kangaroos. The majority of rental car insurance policies don't cover you if you drive in the outback when it's dark, because the chances of hitting a kangaroo are so high. Many people who live in the country have metal roo bars to decrease the impact of hitting a kangaroo. There is a species of kangaroos that live in trees. If you saw these kangaroos, you wouldn't think they were kangaroos. Unlike the kangaroos we think of, tree kangaroos walk on all fours and don't hop. Not only that, but they're native to New Guinea and only far northeastern Queensland, unlike the majority of kangaroos that are native to Australia in general. Sadly, this rare species population is on the decline due to deforestation and hunting. The tails of the kangaroos act like a third leg. Not only do kangaroos use their tail for balance, but it's also like an extra leg. They have a unique walk in which they push off the ground with their tail, followed by jumping with their legs. The force of their tail is equivalent power as their legs combined. Kangaroos don't sweat. Since kangaroos don't have sweat glands, they tend to hang out and relax in shaded areas when it's hot out. If they really want to cool down, they will lick their forearms until their fur is soaked. They will also lick their paws and rub the moisture on their chest. Kangaroos will not be able to move backwards. Because of how huge and muscular their tail is, kangaroos can't jump backwards. Australia took this as an inspiration for their coat of arms, featuring a kangaroo and an emu. Both are animals that can't move backwards, which symbolizes the nation only moving forward. Inspiring. Kangaroos have lots of different names. Male kangaroos are called boomers, female kangaroos are called flyers, and of course, baby kangaroos are joeys. If there's a group of kangaroos, they can be called a mob, a troop, or a court. Since kangaroos are very social animals, they are almost always in a group, sometimes as small as 3 or 4, sometimes as large as 100. Newborn joeys are the size of a lima bean. As the gestation period for kangaroos is incredibly short, only 33 days, joeys are very tiny when they emerge. They stay in the pouch where they grow for 4 months, at which point they leave the pouch for short periods of time. At 10 months is when they finally leave the pouch for good. And that's it for today's episode of the podcast. I hope you liked it, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!